To help meet the challenges of our time, I'm proud to announce my choice for two key members of my national security team. Chuck Hagel, former Secretary of Defense, and John Brennan, former Director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Top defensive spots in the cabinet up for grabs. How fast will they be confirmed? Oh, I think there might be a little bit of a dance. However, in the end, it'll be like reality TV. And the grandstanding will suddenly stop, and there'll be approvals all the way around. If it had been Susan Rice that was put in the mix for Secretary of State, different story. It would have been the most watched confirmation hearing, and she would have been thrashed around like a hammerhead shark in a bathtub. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout-out, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, if we're not talking about new cabinet faces or new taxes, what are we talking about in 2013? Trust me, there are a few silver linings, right? We're going to lighten the load here in this Hour of America Tonight. Some of you sent me some pretty funny things in the mailbag. We're going to hit the mailbag. Plus, we can count. It's all about the numbers. Anything that you look into when it comes to trying to quantify or qualify something, ever notice that there's a number attached? How about this? The United States now is facing a huge, huge shortage of primary doctors, like 9,000. Thank goodness I got one doc, and he's fighting to stay in the game. He's the best doctor I've ever had, but he says it's pretty tough. And the reason why, and this guy is a Democrat, the reason why is because of some of the things that we didn't understand about the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, which brings up my trip to Washington at the tail end of the month. I'll be going to Washington, and we'll get the who, what, where, when, whys of what you can expect as this rollout continues. Remember, 2014 is the individual health mandate. So back to the Prez and his nominations briefly here. Must-see TV for C-SPAN viewers. There'll be a few chunky little nuggets, I think, that'll get thrown out at all of the people who have been nominated, Hagel probably especially, but Brennan could face a little bit of fire. When it comes to John Kerry, he has friends among the Republicans. I don't know that he'll have such a tough time. There'll be some questions, but I think Kerry probably skates a lot easier than the other two have been nominated. So Chuck Hagel officially just gets nominated as defense secretary. We knew this was happening. It was widely being reported, and his name had been shot out there many, many, many times. So this, it's not a secret now. It's just an official process. Hagel was a Republican, or is a Republican. He served two Senate terms. And then he retired, 4 years ago? But he made some sticky comments on Israel. I'm going to call them sticky comments. And has really taken some flack for that. Also, he took some odd positions against the Bush White House during his years, while Hagel, of course, was in the Senate. So there are some that may turn on him for some of those comments. John Brennan's nomination to the CIA, I don't know that there'll be a few things that he'll get nailed for, but really those are things that I agree with. I know not everybody is on board with the whole drone program, but I think the Predator drones in some senses have been the best thing that we have ever designed when it comes to modern warfare. Yes, occasionally there is collateral damage, and that's awful. However, and I don't want to see drones in our neighborhoods. I think that is a misuse of what a good drone can do. But in a situation like how we have been in the Middle East, I think the drone is an effective tool, and it needs to be perfected, but it's an effective tool. So he'll get nailed for his support of the Predator drones, and he'll also get nailed on a couple of other things when it comes to the military. So that's three different spots we're talking about. And the Secretary of State, of course, is this is what John Kerry will be nominated for. The push is there for Kerry on that side. So there's going to be a whole lot of tie-ups on the Hill over nominating processes. And there's more to come. The Treasury Secretary, Tiny Tim Geithner, finally, he'll get out of the way. And ultimately, who steps into his spot? That's the money man. I think we need to get away from these Goldman Sachs Wall Street types and get an economist in. Really, honestly, by committee, I'd love to see, and I've said this many, many times, a little bit of a roundtable of economists, you know, ones that aren't necessarily political. Just give us the numbers and stop with the show. And if we could ever have somebody that leads the Treasury in that way, maybe we'd have a better shot at it. Part of the problem is that you have the Wall Streeters that end up getting that position. If you look at the history of who's been in the Treasury in recent times, you have Tim Geithner, and you look before, one of the worst, I think, was Hank Paulson. He sat on a throne of money. It was easy to take a position like that because that's what happens. You make a whole lot of money. What do you do next for excitement? You run for office, or you have a close buddy who you helped get elected nominate you for a cabinet position. So Geithner, to me, was a mistake all the way around. It's not surprising he bails before this next round of the debt ceiling. Now we're looking at $264 billion in taxes for 2013, and the talk is of recession. You know, the dreaded word isn't taxes, it's recession. We don't want to hear about a recession. But it's not looking good, because even the Congressional Budget Office, which is supposed to be nonpartisan, they're adding up the numbers, and they really don't add up. This also isn't a surprise, because it never is what is positioned to be the amount of money, ultimately, that we're going to have to pay in and what we're going to have to do. So to avoid this cliff, and with the Obamacare taxes that are kicking in, we're going to get slammed with that $264 billion, and that's going to be one of the largest one-year tax increases in our history. When you break down the parts of this, you've got the Bush tax cuts that will expire as a result of this new legislation, and now you're going to also have a lot of taxpayers that are going to have to, over the next decade, that are going to have to look for almost $40 billion each year for the next decade. That's how it's going to hit everybody. Also, the payroll tax holiday, that's going to kick in another $160 billion to pay for the government jobs over the next 10 years. And as I said, the really sticky thing is affordable health care, because they should have never put the word affordable in front of it. I'm for reforming a ridiculous health system. There's things that don't work, especially when it comes to insurance. But I'm not for talking about one delivery system and then realizing, ooh, this is a tsunami of taxes. We can't pay for this. And when you start to get your premiums increased, how are you going to afford to hang on to that insurance in the first place? And there's more. Oh, trust me, we got more. We'll talk about that a little bit on the flip side as we continue to kick the can, not the road down the can down the road here on America Tonight.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, and thanks to all of you for giving me the best day of the year when it comes to mail. I love it when I open the America Tonight mailbag, and that's coming up this hour, but when I open it up and it's got the red line pulsing saying, you must go through the mail, or I guess it's going to blow up or be hacked into, I don't know, but it's not a good thing, so I immediately check. Immediately. You know, the name calling on the Hill is interesting. We start off the show and I was talking about the nominations and what's going to happen now in the second cabinet members, what's going to happen as far as the nominating process and how it would have been wild reality television had Susan Rice stuck in there, but she was definitely not going to continue. When they met in the Oval Office, I'm certain that Valerie Jarrett and, who knows, maybe David Axelrod threw in on the Rice situation that it was just too hot and that with the Benghazi stuff it wasn't going away, so Susan Rice had to go away. Now, the other nominees in the two defensive spots, you know, with Hagel and Brennan, the CIA, nominated for the CIA stuff, and Kerry, as far as state is concerned, yeah, it's not going to have that quite that effect There's no honey boo-boo in there. In other words, any kind of eye-popping ratings that you might have people interested in the hearings, I don't think you're going to see that. However, the blame game continues in a different direction. The hottest theme going, besides guns, because now that's a perfect thing to grandstand on, depending on who the constituents of the elected official are. The other thing that's being toted around is what's happening with the Sandy funding and how the Northeast got jobbed by the people in power because the focus was on the cliff and they didn't bother to turn around and help and fund Superstorm Sandy victims. Well, now you have David Vitter. Do you know who he is? He's a Louisiana senator. He smashed, bit the head off of the majority leader, Harry Reid, for suggesting that the damage from Hurricane Katrina was nothing compared with the damage from Superstorm Sandy. Reid made a bunch of comments like that last week when they were supposed to take up the $9 billion disaster relief bill for the East Coast, which they did. And, of course, the East is still in trouble. Staten Island and Seaside Heights, New Jersey, are particularly bad areas, but there are a bunch of others too. Atlantic City, they've gotten the sand out of the streets, but they're still trying to piece boardwalks together, and businesses are way off. The casinos are like ghost towns still right now. Some of them talking about going to 3 days a week. So a lot of people actually losing jobs because of Sandy. So Vitter said that Katrina and Sandy in late October were horribly destructive storms that caused human misery. Who's going to argue with that? But he says Katrina, by any measure, was the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. If we go back to 2005, there was how many deaths? Over 1,800 people died, and there was $108 billion in damage. And what Vitter said was, sadly, Harry Reid has again revealed himself to be an idiot, this time gravely insulting Gulf Coast residents. Vitter is the ranking guy on the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee, so this would be in his wheelhouse. Sandy led to the deaths of 125 people and $62 billion in damage along the whole East Coast. So as soon as Vitter slammed him for what he said, Reid turned around and apologized. See, that's what we have. We have the blame game, then the I'm sorry's. And he said, this is the most popular word. I was thinking this the other day. I wish I could. And I think I'm going to try to do this. It'd be a heavy project, but I bet there's a way to do this. Go through and pick out the words that you hear the most when anybody's speaking about a particularly saucy issue and funding, and then we get these apologies. How many times have we heard the word misspoke? In the last 5 years, I think we've heard misspoke from politicians, thousands of times. So Reid said, I simply misspoke. He just throughout a written statement, and he said he was proud to have been an advocate for disaster victims. And this is what he said. I'm proud to have been an advocate for disaster victims in the face of Republican foot dragging from Hurricane Katrina to Hurricane Sandy, from the fires in the West to tornadoes in the Midwest. I've worked hard to ensure that the people of the Gulf Coast have the resources they need to fully recover, and I will continue to advocate on their behalf until the region is fully recovered. So the Senate passed $60 billion for Sandy funding without debate in the last session. The House had a smaller deal, which infuriated everybody, especially Chris Christie, who looked like he was going to have a coronary. $9.7 billion was that deal. And this was just a couple of days after the 112th Congress ended. And so the deal was the fiscally conservative folks in the Senate package included non-essential spending. So we know the deal here. We know the narrative. John Boehner delayed the vote, and now it's not going to happen until January 15th for the $51 billion in the disaster funds that are needed in the end. But the bottom line is, Isn't it interesting, the spin, Vitter smashing him for his comment about what he said about Sandy, and then the turnaround of the foot-dragging of the Republicans. It's in the playbook, I'm telling you. It's in the playbook. You cannot dance on the Capitol floor, on either side, either chamber, unless you are schooled in the art of both the apology letter with the spin to go back in the face of your opponent, and when you can take the littlest of things, pull it out and amplify it. And this is another thing. This is a way to also fritter away time, and this is part of the problem because of how polarized we are as a nation, and in Washington, our elected officials, this is a prime example of a big, fat time waster. Why Vitter even goes after him and then Reid takes the time to go back, and it just shows you the attack dog mentality. Useless to me, I think, just completely useless. So coming up on America Tonight, we're going to go to the mailbag. A lot of interesting emails this time around, including Don, who wants to know about assault weapons and what the White House is considering as far as any kind of a control measure beyond the assault ban discussion. And this is the buzz, the fact that the VP is considering universal background checks for gun buyers and national gun database, strengthening the mental health checks, tougher penalties for people carrying guns near schools or giving them to minors. And this is on the heels of Connecticut. Now the White House is talking about trying to figure out a way to maneuver around probably the biggest, strongest lobbyist group in our nation, and that's the National Rifle Association. And the NRA has plenty of ammunition, pardon the pun, in another sense, because there are so many people who are rallying for support around the NRA from gun retailers, because certainly, you know, they're interested in what's going to happen here, to a lot of people who are concerned about how tight the rules are going to become until eventually maybe there are no roads to getting a gun any longer, which is the biggest fear, smashing completely as a reaction to some horrific events, the Second Amendment. What do you think? 855-266-KATE. We're heading the mailbag next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do that in a second. Sorry if you watched that national title game, Alabama and the Fighting Irish, because it was probably the biggest waste. Yeah, really, you would have been better off watching reruns of Sanford and Son or something else. Pick an old TV Land show, and it would have been more entertaining. Too bad. Because, you know, sometimes that's what happens. There's this big, bad buildup. Oh, the Irish, they're there. They're finally, and the Irish are trash-talking the Bama fans. But the Alabama fans know. They have a coach who makes a fortune, and for good reason, because now this is back-to-back for them. And they're like the football factory. They churn out some of the best linemen in college football, and it certainly showed if you watched even 5 minutes of it, if you could stand it for that long. Halfway point, man, I think it was a must flip moment. It was a must turn the TV to something else or go and do something else moment. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. See, he's back now. We caught up with him over the holidays, paid off our man with the
tanned and rusted.
Yeah, he got a few margaritas, had a few nights of crazy song, wine, and women. He's back, he's paid off, and he's ready to go to work.
He had a better New Year's Eve than I did, I think.
I think so. That's right. See, it pays. It pays to stick around. He has seniority on this show. More than I do, and more than Matt, the Globe does. The Voice. So, Pam says, Kate, what's up with what's happening in Illinois? Did you hear the story about the Senate Dems pushing their own legislation to restrict semi-automatic weapons and also the high-capacity mags, pushing some new gun control measures with what's happened lately and using that over the objections of a lot of people who want to see firearms and want to carry now. Yeah, you know what's interesting about that, Pam, is that the Illinois State Rifle Association was sending out massive alerts, because I have a cousin that lives in Illinois, and he had the hardest time. He's a Texan making the transition as far as the whole gun thing. He doesn't understand and ends up getting in all kinds of disagreements, let's say, with the people in the Windy City over the gun issue. So they sent out a whole bunch of urgent alerts to people, the Rifle Association did in Illinois, warning them that they were trying to push through this last-minute anti-gun stuff, because that's the way. It's hot. It's going to infuriate a lot of people, so let's just stick it in there, and it may go through. There was no grandfathering, so for people who already had guns, there was no exemptions, and you would have a completely short window to turn your guns into the police and avoid prosecution, because if you got caught with them, then that would be it. So this is Illinois. To further the story, which thank you for pointing that out, because I mentioned when you start to see this with what's happening being proposed in Connecticut, it's popping up in other places. A Senate committee approved two bills. That's how it ended up. One dealt with weapons, the other with mags, and it's for the full Senate there could be pretty tough looking at the numbers. And the numbers of people that have to line up in order as to various little darts that are thrown in the middle of this, because you have things like one would ban the possession, the delivery, the sale, the transfer of a semi-automatic handgun and rifles. People who own them could keep them, but they'd have to register them. They would also allow semi-automatic weapons to be used at shooting ranges, but they would have to be regulated, so keep your guns there. An NRA lobbyist told the people in Illinois, the lawmakers that were talking about the bill, he was saying that it would restrict about 75% of handguns, 50% of long guns that are already in circulation, and that people who are law abiding, who are registered, who have the guns and have done everything they're supposed to do to get those guns, that aren't you treating them like, this was the lobbyist point, aren't you treating them like criminals? And doesn't this conflict with the Second Amendment, which for now anyway, as we know, has been upheld in the courts? There is no doubt in my mind, the push in Connecticut, the push in Illinois, the push in some other states, this absolutely is ending up in the laps of the Supreme Court. Yep, the gowns have it. They're going to have to make some. I think they're going to have to. They're going to have to make some more decisions. And one by one, it's going to be protests and protests on both sides of this in every single city. Remember how, like, you see that old footage of Vietnam protesters and people were hot anti-Vietnam, or some people sticking up for the soldiers, we'll call it that. But there was more anti-Vietnam protesters than you can imagine that would march down the streets of San Francisco or outside of the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to see this, I think. We really are going to see more protests as this becomes an issue that is brought up from state to state to state. And that's what they saw in Illinois. There were a lot of people out there with signs, waving signs, screaming, shouting. They were on the megaphones. There was a lot of attention, certainly. And gun manufacturers in Illinois, and this is another part of the problem, have said that they're going to leave if laws limit guns, if laws limiting guns are put in place, one of the biggest producers, which is Armalite owner Mark Westman told the people that reporters that were there that he's fielding offers from a couple of other states. I know one of them is Texas to move if gun control laws are just slammed through. See, this is that sleight of hand. What happened in Connecticut should just open up the discussion, a rational discussion. And there are things that could be looked at. I'm for responsible gun ownership. And many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know how to handle guns. You know how to keep guns. The people in your life understand the guns. Yes, we know there's irresponsible, ridiculous folks who have guns who don't know what they're doing with the guns. And also that goes for if you're going to get a gun, you have to be prepared to do what you're going to do with the gun. I mean, does anyone want to shoot and kill anyone? I don't think so. Does anyone want to protect their property and make sure the threat of, hey, you step in here, this is what's going to happen to you? Yeah, I honestly think, and I'm going to give credit to the people that own guns, that the majority, that's exactly the way they feel. As in any other group in life, you're going to have a few people that are off the rails. And weeding those people out, that makes sense to me, especially if you're talking about somebody who's deranged and is riddled with a mental illness and shouldn't be near firearms. Absolutely. If there's ways to increase help for, certainly there should be help anyway for people who are struggling with mental illness, but I'm not talking about a mild case of depression naturally. How many people in the country could claim that? I'm saying just way, way off and out into Never Never Land for whatever reason, whether it's James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado guy, or whether we're talking about what just happened in Newtown, Connecticut. All right, I went off on a tangent. Quickly, let's get back on track. This one from Big Bob, who says, Delaney, have you been watching any of the football in the playoffs? I'm wondering who you think's going to win the Super Bowl ultimately. Well, it's a great question. And if I look into my crystal ball, which I don't really own, if I had to pick right now, and I still think I would reserve my right to see what happens this weekend, maybe Denver. What a storyline that would be. Peyton Manning then would have two Super Bowls, like his brother Eli with the Giants. And he gets tossed from the Colts, has an emotional news conference because of the neck problems and whatever, and then ends up taking Denver to a Super Bowl and wins it. I like that scenario. I like that ending. Especially my team's not in anyway. So I like it. I know a lot of people in Denver who would be pretty excited about that. All right, moving on to another one. This comes to us from our pal Jake in Austin. Jake says, happy 2013. I've sent you a couple emails, but I don't know if I've actually wrote that on the email. I have to keep saying that to people so I remember that it's 2013. Sure doesn't feel like it to me. I think, if anything, what we should do in 2013 is avoid politicians and politics, at least the way it's rolling downhill now. Wouldn't it be great, Kate, as you have suggested, that we actually hold our politicians accountable? I think that needs to be the resolution for 2013. Hold their feet to the fire. Something you don't like, as you often say, call your senator or congressperson's office and let them know. Yep, there is power in numbers, power to the people. If you don't like what's happening, the more people who call, the more people who get under the skin of the politician, they react. And why? Because they want to be reelected. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
America tonight, for this hour anyway. But before we go there, you know, being asked a question in the mailbag about the football and who I think is going to ultimately go to the Super Bowl, and I said Denver. If I was going to pick a team now, I would say Denver. But let's see what happens this weekend. One of the worst things that happened this past weekend, and I just have to pull out my dungeon, is what happened with the Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III. I'm sick of people saying RG3. I think Joe Buck said nothing but RG3 when he was talking about him, gushing over him. He suffered a partially torn lateral collateral, ligament in his right knee, so not good news. He tore part of an ACL. It's unknown how severe it is because of a previous knee injury he had when he was at Baylor in 2009 that had two screws and a rubber band to hold it together. He's going to see some specialists with his knee, but the news is not good. It's likely he'll have to have, he's going to have a full, obviously, off season, but will he be ready for the beginning of next season? Here's what his coach, Mike Shanahan, had to say.
I'm not sure right now the extent of his knee. Anytime you do have an a former ACL injury or an LCL, and you take a look at this MRI, sometimes it's old injuries. That's why he's going to fly down there and see Dr. Andrews, get some new MRIs, get a physical examination. And so right now, everything's totally speculation. When I do know the extent of the injury, I'll let you know.
Yeah, and he is getting skewered by talk radio fans in the Washington, D.C. area, even in national talk sports talk radio he is. And I think he deserves to get whipped up on a little bit for putting Griffin in, who wanted to play. But regardless, he's the coach. He makes the final decision. And I think they jumped the gun on RG3. So I think Mike Shanahan needs a little bit of a timeout in our America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
And listen, I'm hoping that he's going to be okay, but I think playing against the Seahawks in that wild card loss, I understand wanting to, but he really shouldn't have been. He really shouldn't have been put in. Shanahan had that decision to make, and I think it was definitely the wrong decision. When the knee gave out in the fourth quarter, it bent unnaturally. He tried to recover a bad snap. You could, my heart just sank for him. I thought, boy, this is not good. This is really discouraging. He's been struggling with that knee injury, and this is just a little bit too soon, and here it is exposed. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in the off season. All right, time for another edition of We Can Count. Foot overseas Raymar rammed a tower at about 11:20 in the morning heading out to sea. This is from the Coast Guard. Let me re-rack here and tell you about a very busy bridge where this happened. This happened, an empty oil tanker causing minor damage. It smacks a tower in the middle of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge while it was navigating beneath that span. And I gave you the feet on this boat. 752 foot is what we're talking about here. The parent company that owns the Marshall Islands registered ship said it hit an underwater portion of the bridge structure. Investigators haven't really said the cause of the crash at this point. And, of course, there's always a chance that there could be some kind of human error or whatever. Visibility at the time was about a quarter mile, but they say that really wasn't a factor in this. And there was, you know, no timetable on how long it's going to take to figure this out. The crew and the captain of the ship have to have drug and alcohol testing. That's the federal regulations. The inspectors look at the hull of the ship, and the accident damaged about 40 feet of fender and steel and wooden timbers that were built onto the span to absorb the brunt of a ship's collision, because they were always worried about that. If you remember, there was a major crash in 2007 that chucked 53,000 gallons of oil into the bay. It was oil that leaked from a ship that contaminated 26 miles of the shore and killed 2,500 birds, and you know, the whole crab season was a mess. And the only thing that happened to this boat, because it wasn't carrying any oil, the only fuel they had was to power up the engine. So thank goodness that's a good thing. But they'll have to repair that material on the water because they're concerned about it. And nobody was hurt. As soon as the headlines started to come out about this, though, somebody said to me, terrorists finally got the bridge. I was like, whoa. And it popped me out of bed, but this wasn't a terrorist thing. Let's hope there wasn't any drug or alcohol involved in it either, because that's a concern for a big span like that. How many people could you bring down if there was a big enough crash? That's why the enforcements there especially are so important, so that doesn't happen. All right, this is a follow-up to something that I've been talking about a lot on ATN, and it's, do you understand your health insurance rates? Do you understand if they're going to go up? What does this new Part 2 administration and the rollout of more of the affordable health care, what does it mean for you? Well, health insurance rates, a new study comes out that shows that the health insurance rates for younger people is going to really increase by as much as 40%. I thought the idea was affordable. 40% is high. And this was published, the study was published in a thing called Contingencies Mag. They say a lot of healthy people, relatively healthy people, will tip the balance away from people with health needs, but then that drives up the cost for people between the ages of 21 and 29. Now, the more than 4 million uninsured people will have to pay more out of pocket for single coverage than they ever had to before. So, used to be, you're starting a job, and you're debating because you think you're invincible. Oh, do I need health care? And then they're offering me health care, and then whatever. And so you get it, but it's pretty cheap. Now it's not going to be so cheap if you're talking about 40% more. So the higher rates for the people under 30, combined with low mandate penalties during the first years of the implementation of it, that's where you're going to see that the coverage really, really shoot up, and where people are going to choose not to buy it. So when they don't enroll, then the whole individual market may collapse, then premiums increase for anyone across the board because enrollment decreases, because it's a numbers game. Like, this is about numbers. We can count as about numbers. We can count applies to insurance. What do insurance companies do? They make money. They want to make money, and they go by numbers. If there's not enough numbers, it's going to cost more for everybody. See? We told you so.
Idiot! It's simple! What, are you kidding me?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about, things?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic! This is great!
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.